News Radio 700 WLW.
Now, I have no idea where this man is right now, spiritually or otherwise, but I want to bring on a guy who I know will be celebrating 420 Day in his own way here shortly, maybe at 420 this afternoon. He's our good guest. He's been on many times, and we like having him on because not only does he host the wildly popular Weed and Whiskey TV show, he's also somebody who is a big proponent of recreational use of marijuana, and it's our good buddy Jerry Joyner, the J-Man. J-Man, how are you on this glorious 420 day?
Well, again, if I was doing any better, they'd have put a tax on it because that was Monday.
Did you hear that rendition of One Took Over the Line, or did you see it from two it was a guy and a woman in 1970 singing One Took Over the Line. It was completely bizarre then.
Especially being on Lawrence Welk.
That's right. Lawrence had no idea. He goes, now here's a very, here's a very nice couple with that spiritual hymn, thank you very much. He had no idea. And they repeated the damn thing 13 years later. Even by then, Lawrence didn't know what the thing was all about.
For the stoner community, it's still a cult classic, Ken.
It is. Earlier in the show, I played a snippet of an interview that I did with Mike Brewer, Brewer and Shipley, about 3 years ago. And is that kind of a rallying cry for you guys? Is that kind of like your theme song or your rallying song?
Well, you know, it all kind of depends on your tribe, because so many musicians have now integrated something about marijuana into their music. You know, wow. We recently lost Toby Keith, and one of his most popular songs was I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again.
Right. Well, you got Snoop Dogg. I mean, I think Snoop Dogg was in a haze, you know, shortly after birth. I mean, he's integrated it into a number of his songs. Look, it is in most areas of the country. It is accepted as just part of the culture. Whether or not it is legal in that state or not, it doesn't matter. People are lighting up, and they're probably lighting up today.
Well, you know, today is the beginning, Ken, of the high holidays. It's 420, which is actually my birthday. Today is my birthday, Ken.
Really? Well, happy birthday, Jay, man.
Well,
happy
birthday. Thank you. And for 50 years, I've been using cannabis. But when I mentioned the high holidays, we're in a palindrome, you know, where the numbers are the same forward or backwards today.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Give me that again.
20. A palindrome. It's where a word like radar, where you spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same.
Hmm. You know, I was thinking when you were going down the road about just how old you are. I was going to cite a song years ago by Phil Oakes, "Half a Century High, a Half a Century Old, Quarter of a Century High." But you're a half a century. You're a half a century high.
Well, what I wanted to mention about the high holidays, they end on 429, which is Willie Nelson's birthday.
Oh, man, this is bigger than the eclipse.
It's called the Stoner Eclipse, man. Starts with J-Man's birthday, ends with Willie, and each day the numbers are the same, forwards or backwards. You don't even have to be high to get that.
I did not know this, and maybe you do know this, but the origins, why this is known, or why 420 is a big day for people who indulge in marijuana. Do you know the real story on this?
Well, the legend that most people acknowledge is this group of kids at Berkeley called the Waldos on 420 on Fridays would go to the Louis Pasteur statue and then decide where they were going to go get high. So they've laid claim to this a whole lot. I think they've even tried to trademark this.
Really?
I've been using cannabis for 25 years before I knew 420 even meant that. I told somebody, oh, my birthday's 420. Oh, you're going to get high. Well, I didn't know that, you know. But now I do.
Now you do. Even Mike Tyson's in on the act, right? He's got this Tyson 2.0.
He's He's rented out Times Square about his big, he got a gummy that looks like an ear, and he's got a bite out of it. I'm not making this up. I have partaken of THC, but I'm not so high I'm making things up. And he's probably spent $500,000 to do that advertisement there.
Well, that's it. And he's got this 2.0 thing, and he's just like, he is dead set on making sure that everybody sees it. So that billboard, I think, it's on Broadway, which leads into Times Square. It's right there at Times Square. And he's gonna have it up from 4:10 until 4:19. And the minute it hits 4:20, I guess everybody around Times Square is just going to light up. Apparently, that's what's going on. Or pop a gummy. I don't know. One or the other.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a big thing now. Not everybody's just smoking weed anymore. Last night I was at a little dinner party, and the Buzz Brand folks presented me with THC ice cream. They've got an ice cream that was unbelievably good, and it gives you a little buzz.
You know, you must lead a great life, because even you probably haven't spent a dime on a joint in the last 20 years.
Well, you know, I used to spend a lot, Jim, but once I got the TV thing, it kind of changed. A lot of samples come my way now. thank you. But can you think about that? An ice cream. They've got beverages now. Yeah. I think less and less people that are new to trying a THC product or smoking that. They're not smoking a joint or a bong. They're trying one of these gummies or a drink or now ice cream. Drinks are everywhere here in Texas. Well, they're in Ohio. They're starting to be everywhere. Now, y'all, legally, you can go buy weed, but the wine has not let any stores be open to do that yet. It's just a big quagmire, I think, right?
You heard of Jimmy John's, right? You know, the sandwich shop?
Sure.
They got a deal going here. They're celebrating 4:20 with a goodie bag, stack sandwich, a brownie, and a weed rolling tray, all to celebrate 4:20 today. And, you know, if Jimmy John's is getting into this with their dime bag, you know, how far away can, like, McDonald's be in other places?
Wingstop has a 4:20 sauce they're advertising down here. Mainstream, there's nothing to do with cannabis in these promotions other than they're playing off the high holiday, the 4:20 holiday. There's no infused products that are coming from Jimmy John's, but they're giving you some swag. There's a place called Chiba Hut. Ken, they've got 30 or 40 locations that all their sandwiches are named after marijuana, but there's no marijuana in them. It used to be just a counterculture. It's kind of become mainstream now, it seems.
Well, now, J-Man, how many states do we have right now? What's the last count where recreational marijuana is legal?
24. We've got 24 states where adult use, I like saying adult use, Ken, instead of recreational, because statistics have showed us when it's gone to the voters, if we say recreational, they're not as favorable as when we say adult use. But barring that little tidbit of useless information, we got 40 states that medicinally look at this. But, Ken, virtually every state, you can go buy a THC product, a low-dose, hemp-derived, because of the Farm Bill, THC product is at convenience stores, corner stores, package stores in like 45 states.
Well, in a sense, and I'm not justifying whether or not it should be legal everywhere or not. I'm not sure it ever will be left up to states. I think there will be some states that will hold out. But it has been said to be, for pain modification, much safer than, for example, oxycodone. If you take one of those, gummies. And a lot of people do that for pain modification.
Our veterans, Ken, our soldiers, are time and time again, now with clinical research, proving that a cannabis-based program helps them with their PTSD, their anxiety. They use less alcohol. They use less opioids. And that's a good thing, okay? These guys provided our freedom for me to have Wayne Whiskey TV, right, and be able to have free speech and everything else that our fighting soldiers do. And we need to get them the best in medical care. Only recently, the VA stopped penalizing them if they showed up positive. In other words, if they went for a test or they went for a medical procedure or checkup and they had THC in their system, they could lose their retirement benefits even. But they've changed that. They've been more open-minded to using this as a method of pain relief, and I think it's a good thing.
So we're chatting with the J-Man, Jerry Joyner, and his Weed and Whiskey TV. is a big deal. Weedandwhiskey.tv is where you can find it. What are you talking about this week on Weed and Whiskey TV?
Well, because it was my birthday weekend and the beginning of the high holidays, we did a special screening of the 1936 film called Reefer Madness, just to show how ridiculous the thought process was and the narrative that we had going on back in 1936. And we're going to talk more about that, about how the DuPont people are the ones that really put the pinch on weed to make rope out of nylon. Another story for another time.
You know, they played in one of my classrooms in high school. The Reefer Madness. They played that as a warning as to what weed could do to you. It was a bizarre film,
Ken, you and I are the same generation. You probably went in the hallway sometimes, and we had to put our hands over our heads and bunker down in the hall to do the drill for the Cold War.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you ever have to do that?
Oh, even better than that, they made us go underneath our desks in the like this wooden desk is going to prevent me from some nuclear device. I mean, what would melt first, me or the desk? You know, would it be a race to the finish line? You know what I'm saying, James?
It's the same thing we're learning with cannabis and some other things like these psilocybin mushrooms, how they're helping people with anxiety and depression and stuff, because dollars are being spent for research for this. Ken, I want to close out with this. The best thing could happen for us in America is the legalization on a national level. That way it eliminates the black market. That's a huge problem we have in America with cannabis. You know, nobody bootlegs booze very much anymore, right? Because mm-hmm. it became legal. Yeah. And if we could do that, we'd see less and less stories about these Dorito faux packages that kids are getting into and all these horror things that we're hearing about. I think those exist because the black market is still two-thirds of the marijuana business in America. Yeah.
That's a good thought. I don't think you'll ever see it. I still think that there are some states that it'll never be legalized in. I just do. I mean, it's just, you're right. I mean, prohibition came and went, so there was enough to get that through. But now in this day and age, Jay, man, I think that may be more of a pipe dream, no pun intended. But we'll see. Who knows? I'm out of predicting stuff because I just think that you never know which way this country is going to go from left to right or center. But I wish you a happy birthday. And in celebrating your happy birthday, I hope you have a cake tonight that when you blow out the candles, it maybe just lights the cake on fire. And you don't even have to eat the cake to get high. You just smell it burning underneath all these candles because I'm sure, J-Man, that if you had all those candles on the top of your cake, they'd probably have to have someone from the fire department present just in case, you know, the drapes or something catch on fire.
I've gotten to that point in age, Ken, but I look forward to another world around the sun and getting to talk to you again on your show.
All right. Jerry Joyner, there he is. Stay well, my friend. We'll visit down the road.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.